style. Just gone the other side of half past 12 on your fabulous Friday, the 6th of February. It's got a Friday feeling to it. And the sun is out, the sky is blue, the humidity is off the charts. What are you going to do to cool down and to welcome in the weekend? Well, whatever you have, it should be chilled. Like the bottle sitting in front of me on the table in the studio, which has been chilled to perfection. Because, you know what, certain beverages really need to be chilled to the right temperature. And when it comes to making sure that everything is as it should be, we've got the experts from Tops at Lifestyle in the studio with us. We have not one, but two. We've got Valencia on microphone number one, your liquor specialist. Valencia, how are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm very excited to learn about this bottle you've got in front of me. Eamon is alongside her. Eamon, how are you,
sir? How are you, Mike?
Wow. Fridays, yeah.
I'm telling you. Always good to be here. I know we've normally here Thursday, but for this week we've changed to Friday.
Why not? Because in front of us we have a bottle that I believe has become ever more popular. And you know, your customers often come in and they ask for things by name. I mean, sometimes people come in and they don't quite know what they're looking for, and you help them, you guide them, and they browse towards the best bottle.
Yep.
But more and more frequently, I believe, you're hearing a particular request for a bottle that people are calling Jamala. Valencia knows this bottle very well, and she knows what kind of people normally go for Jamala, and it's a very popular Belito request, hey?
Yes, it is. 'Cause if you look at a bottle, Mark, it's a very... nice bottle, long bottle.
It's a different, it's a quite a slender shape. I thought it was like a dessert wine sort of bottle shape, almost.
It's actually a special late harvest wine.
This is it. And it's yes. Before they started putting the name Jamala on the bottle, it just had the sort of the varietal, the cultivar, which is a kind of a German sounding word that most people battle
they
to say.
Yes.
How do we say it? What is the correct pronunciation?
I would say Gewurztraminer.
Gewurztraminer
is the grape variety that's in it. And there's very few farms in the Cape that grow this actual varietal of grape. Simonsic are one of them. And Simonsic's also been around for quite a long time with the Milan family. And they were the first farm to make MCC.
Really? The Method de Cap Classique?
They were the first farm to make your Simonsic Brut.
Wow.
The MCC, way back around 50, just over, must be around 55, nearly 60 years ago now.
Amazing.
But so this particular wine, I think they added a Jamala onto it, just to make it a little bit more easier, because that's a hell of a name if you don't know varieties to pronounce. It's like a tongue twister.
I've got a bit of history in front of me here on the information sheet. So Simonsich planted its very first Gewurztraminer vines in 1973. Wow.
It's an old farm.
Yeah, and since then they've built this highly successful track record with this notoriously difficult to grow variety. That's why you don't hear it a lot, because no one really grows it.
That's the thing, yeah.
Small bunches, apparently, extremely low yield vine, this Gewurztraminer grape, explains why there are only a handful of producers in South Africa. The word, it does have a German first part, it means spice. And the Tramina part, well, the town of Tramin is located in Trentino Alto Adige, that region of northern Italy.
Mm.
Yeah, but Jamala, that's the name that most people know it by. That's a Swahili word. It means beauty. And it's a fitting description for this particular bottle, which is a celebration of beauty, uniqueness, and diversity of the South African spirit. Ha! So, special late harvest, as you mentioned, Valencia, that's the style of this wine.
Mm.
It is not a blend. It is 100% Gewurztraminer. And let's talk about why this wine is so popular. Does it pair well with food, as a lot of wine does? Or is this the kind of wine you would drink just as it is on its own, unaccompanied? What do you think?
Mike, I would. It goes well with curries, especially Cape Malay curries, hard cheeses, hard cheeses, strong cheeses, goes with Bobotie as well. It's a versatile wine, so you can either have it with Oliado, or you can drink it, but have it on its own.
Since we don't have a lot of food around us right here, so we just have it on its own, we're going to do that. We're going to crack open this wonderful screw top and have a little sample, because, you know, describing it, without actually tasting it is a bit of a crime, especially when the bottle is in the studio chilled to perfection. And what would be the right temperature to get this bottle down to, would you say, if you had to put it in the fridge for
I would serve it at maybe around between 10 and 12 degrees as the coldness is there now, and just keep it chilled.
That's it.
Keep it chilled all the way through. If you have it in an ice bucket outside of the table, just stick it in the ice and keep it chilled all the way down.
And I'm watching Valencia do an expert tasting there, swirling and giving it a good... What are you getting when you smell that? Mm. I mean, a white wine... There's often a tropical element to white wine.
It does have a tropical, and when you just drink it, you get that nice lychee flavor.
Lychee, that was what I was getting.
Lychee flavor on the nose, yeah.
There is definitely that summer fruit thing going.
A lot of lychee there.
Yeah.
Right off the nose of it.
I was trying to figure out, what is that? It reminds me of that lychee, of course, is that.
Mm. And that style of special late harvest is thing.
Mm. Wow, but it's a smooth, full-bodied thing, hey, and velvety smooth on the palate. It's got a beautiful color to it. It looks like it would be Instagram worthy on the table, even if you weren't sipping it. But if you do happen to have a bottle open for a summer's day, a summer's lunch, late lunch into the evening, this thing is going to be. I'll tell
a
you
nice
what.
Yeah, it's got a nice nose. So that's a little bit of spice in there. They say rose petals. But the big one in there will be, as we said,
the lychee.
The lychee
coming
the
through.
The lychee's right there.
I think if you had to pair this with a kind of a something fruity and lychee-ish, it would be a sensation. But I can imagine this with cheese, as you said, or any kind of spicy dish.
Spice dish.
And that's with that word "revors," meaning spice. It will pair beautifully with all of that. According to my information, this wine is, for what you're getting in the bottle, it is really well priced at the moment. What are we looking at retail price on the shelves at Tops at Lifestyle right now, Valencia?
It's $119.99.
For a quality bottle like this, hey?
Yep, $119.99. And today, I think today we are tasting the same one.
2 to 4.
In store?
We're doing an in-store tasting from 2 to 4.
Wow.
And tomorrow, 12 to 2.
Now, if you're listening to this, if you're getting into weekend mode already, if you're planning on hitting Tops at Lifestyle, head straight for the tasting section and tell them that you want to taste the lychees. You're here for Jamala.
You're here for Jamala.
For Jamala.
Much easier
Jamala. But it's got a nice sweetness, but it's not that real sugary, syrupy sweetness that you get.
It's beautiful, and it doesn't have sometimes there's a sharpness with a white wine, and it can kind of get you in the back of the throat. But this is just smooth, man. Smooth, fruity. When you chill it like this for a summer sipping white wine, it's a winner. Simonsich is the label. Jamala, the Gewürztraminer. Ask for it by name. This is the 2025 bottle. It's fresh. It came off the vine last year. And it is waiting for you. Do you have good stock?
We've got plenty of stock of it at the moment.
Okay, and at that price, I imagine the stock will be depleted before long. So R119.99 going today at your favorite Tops at Lifestyle. And while you're there, well, you just have a look around and ask some questions, because you've got some very, very expert hands on on the shop floor. Eamon and Valencia are only too happy to show you and to talk to you and to find out what you're looking for. But top of your list, first thing you got to put in the basket, a bottle of this one, the Jamala from Simonsich. It is an absolute must for summer on the KZN North Coast. It gets 2 thumbs up from me. And in fact, I'm going to have to get an Uber home after today, because
the weather permits.
Yes, there you
weather
go.
Permits.
Because I think this just demands to be finished. This bottle.
It'd be nice for Valentine's as well.
Hey, there you go. And it's a very elegant bottle, you know, with a little bow around it. I think it would look really special, and could just be the ticket to win that heart on Valentine's Day. Well played, well placed, guys. Thank you for introducing me to this one. It's my favorite, Jamala. I'm gonna practice my. If I ever need a good like mouth warm up exercise before reading the news, Gewürztraminer. I'm gonna Gewürztraminer. That's it. I got it. I always invert the wrong letter. Now I know. Guys, thank you. We'll do this again for another Tops at Lifestyle. Maybe this Friday is always good, but I mean, we can bring it back to Thursdays if you really want. You let me know next time. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
You heard it. Radio Life and Style.